Brooke Blurton is a 26-year-old young woman who's made history. The Noongar Yamatji woman is to be the next star for Network 10's The Bachelorette, becoming the first Indigenous person and first bisexual to be front and centre on the show. She spoke to Ngara Media's Brandon Cook.
How does it feel to be the next Bachelorette?
Oh, surreal. I think so much emotion. I think proud is definitely one of the first words that comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. I think this opportunity is so amazing, I think, for the representation part. But I guess I'm just really excited to take on this role, but I think excited for the experience.
As a Noongar Yamatji woman, how do you feel about representing the mob?
So proud. Yeah, almost. And brothers all messaged me and they were really proud that I get to show that representation. You know, previous history will show that we don't really, there's not a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representation on mainstream shows. Mm-hmm. So this is massive for us, and I feel really honoured that I get to take on that role, and I feel very proud every day.
So how were you chosen to be the next Bachelorette?
I think it came from my previous season being on The Bachelor and then Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I think, you know, given this opportunity, I think I was very open about, well, I did say that I wouldn't go on a reality TV show again from my experience, but that was obviously very unsuccessful. And I think having this role where you are, I guess, the person who is the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, or I think it's a role that you get to kind of choose and you have a bit more say and a bit more control in it. So, yeah, I think when the opportunity kind of came to me post the shows, it was perfect timing.
Just touching on the diversity of the cast, so one of our listeners had stated on our Facebook page that you may be pansexual rather than bisexual. Can you sort of clarify your preference?
There really is no preference. Like, I think obviously we're casting male and female, mm-hmm. and they're genders. And I think I think sexuality is very fluid, and I think gender expression is very fluid as well. And I guess being a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, I think I didn't want to really cut off my options. So I think a lot of articles really don't know how to title, but I'm not really big in titles as well. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just Brooke. I really do love people for who they are, and if that classifies under pansexual, or if that comes under queer, or if that comes under bisexual, you know, I'll take on any title and I'll take it with pride.
You'll be in Newman next week for the Reconciliation Ball. So what does Reconciliation Week mean to you?
Reconciliation's a big week. Obviously, it's not just reconciliation, just not dedicated to one week. I always say this to people that I work with, like, it should be every day. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, we wouldn't have to reconcile. But if you look, you know, historically about Aboriginal history, you know, there has been such oppression. But reconciling, you know, means that we're all coming together. We get to celebrate Aboriginal culture. You know, there's such, you know, still so much work to do with recognising and acknowledging our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But obviously, you know, I'm in a position where I get to represent that, and hopefully people get to see how proud we are as First Nations, but also, you know, get to get on board with us, you know, come walk with us. Or I don't know how corny that sounds, but yeah, I'm thinking about the next generation of kids who, you know, are more collaborative.
That was the next Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton, speaking with Brandon Cook.